We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three cabinets, as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Good Samaritans just across the water there. Of Vancouver Island, Canada. Now, in this case, they called the cops to report an impaired driver. The irony is that they reported him after he crashed his truck into a sign that read, "Report impaired drivers." So they did. Oh, yeah. They told the cops they saw a truck jump onto the curb, go onto the sidewalk, and then take out the sign. Then the guy drove off. Police did manage to pull the truck over nearby, and they figured it's the same guy because, well, the front side of his truck was all dented up. They eventually confirmed that it was him after another officer showed up to where they pulled him over with the impaired driver sign and also the guy's license plate. Yeah, it turns out it fell off during the crash. Anyway, they released a photo of the sign leaned up against the truck. No word on these specific charges he's facing, but I like that they called to report an impaired driver after the impaired driver hit the sign that says report impaired driver. Good on to Vancouver. Keep it up, man.
I like it. He reported himself.
Yeah, basically. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles, but first, an update from our more astute listeners out there. The first text says, Steve, crayons are made of wax. You can use crayons.
Oh.
Like what? Now we know.
There we go.
And then someone else says, you can make wax from dead bodies. I'm going to use the crayons.
I think it's easier to find crayons.
Light the Ted candle.
Yeah. What do you call that? It used to be Ted. It's a simple game to play where we share.
Oh, you see, I have one thing you guys don't when the lights go out.
But we know. Where is it?
Also has a light on it.
Electric lock, no!
So it's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jefe, you understand how this year game is played?
I certainly do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one.
Oh, hey, by the way, yes. Belated birthday.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that. The good news is I'm still 55. Keep the well wishes coming. We got three stories for me. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object then ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guessed the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's go with Bite Me today. Just eat it.
Jeff, you're not the first person to tell me that today. All right, here we go. They say parents are concerned after they say their children were forced to eat ice cream mixed with something, and they claim this happened at work. So Angela Patton says that one night her 17-year-old daughter was called into work at the Campton Dairy Queen for a mandatory meeting. In the meeting, her daughter claims that employees were told to eat ice cream that had been contaminated with something. You understand? Follow so far? So she says, following the incident, some of the employees had to be taken to the emergency room for treatment. Her quote is, some of the kids had complained that they had a burning sensation when they swallowed the ice cream. She says about 8 employees were involved, many of whom were minors. Some of them, including her daughter, they quit due to the incident. Now the Wolf County Sheriff's Office says they're investigating the situation. Quote, we still have multiple people coming in to give statements, but as for now, it's still under investigation. And the same guy says because there are juveniles involved, he's limited on what he can say about the situation, but they're working with the county attorney to determine what action should be taken in this case. Now, while no charges have been filed at this time, the mother says she hopes to see that change soon. Quote, I do have a meeting scheduled with a lawyer. What they've done is not right. So, anyway, the question is, what did the Dairy Queen manager mix with the ice cream and then insist that the employees eat? Was it marijuana? Was it vodka? Was it hot sauce? Or was it cleaning solution? So, weed, vodka, hot sauce, or cleaning solution. One of these was deliberately mixed with the ice cream. The manager told them that it was. And then had the employees eat it. And we don't know why he did
it. All of these guys, these boys now, it was all boys that did it. And it was all underage, right?
Most of the employees are minors. That's a Dairy Queen. So maybe you got 2 or 3 that are 18 or over. But it's your average Dairy Queen employee.
And you said Wolf County where? I missed the state.
You know what? Give me a second. I'll Google this for you. It is. Hold on. Hang on.
Right, so the manager's like,
well,
you guys,
for you, brother.
And the manager was like, you guys all have to try this.
So my only guess, and I don't know, this is not in the story, is that so a customer had gone to that Dairy Queen, got their ice cream, and one of these 4 things was in it, right?
Okay.
That's my thought, and therefore the manager says, hey, try it with this crap in there and see what you think. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Do not quote me on that.
I know where I'm leaning, because you said, so they went to the hospital and then got, no, they didn't say anything about anybody staying overnight or anything like that.
No, it does not say. It's in Kentucky.
Hey, Jeff, can you shut up for a minute when I pick marijuana?
It's in Kentucky. It's in Kentucky.
Kentucky. Gotcha. I'm going to go hot sauce just because they're minors, burning sensation. I think hot sauce, which is stupid. But
that's not actually
anybody feeding pot, vodka, or cleaning solution to a bunch of kids.
I didn't think about that hop aspect. Yeah, I think you're right, man.
I'm going to go vodka because they're underage, and that would make it burn.
What did they spike the ice cream with? Marijuana, vodka, hot sauce, or cleaning solution? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our categories, by me on profile, those children ate some ice cream that was mixed with something at a Dairy Queen. Now, yes. 8 employees were involved. Mm-hmm. The situation is under investigation because they were children. Very little details have been released.
Yeah.
But obviously, someone spiked the ice cream and then gave it to the kids. Question is, what was in the ice cream? Marijuana, vodka, hot sauce, or cleaning solution?
And Jeff, that is the very question we posed to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith.
Ah.
What was the vodka? It was not vodka.
Okay.
Go to Miles Montgomery. You went with the old weed.
I did.
It was not weed. So, Jeff, you're the lone person that took hot sauce. Nope. Believe it or not, it was cleaning
solution. You're kidding me.
No, they make some freaking cleaning solution.
Was he trying to prove a point because he thought one of them did it?
That's what I'm saying. They don't give a lot of information in the story. The only thing in my mind that makes sense is, it's your day off. I call you into work to give you ice cream, a cleaning solution. I tell you this cleaning solution, so I'm assuming that a customer said, hey, I tasted this in your product. And that was his way of saying, hey, this is why it's important. That's not a guarantee.
That's the only thing I could fathom.
Especially
in my brain.
When you tell people this is what I put in your ice cream, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Sure.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have scenes of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Amid the ongoing safety investigations, Boeing announced its CEO is stepping down. Well, don't let the blown out door hit you on the way out.
I'm going to guess Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Some business news. Amid the ongoing safety investigations, Boeing announced that its CEO is stepping down. Well, don't let the blown out door hit you on the way out, you know?
Boeing announced that 3 of their executives are stepping down. Or to put it in Boeing terms, they were sucked out.
Seth.
Be attentive.
Seth.
Boeing announced that 3 of its senior executives are stepping down. Or to put it in Boeing terms, they were sucked out.
I bet you they get more in their golden parachute than anyone we know makes in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't have to work ever again.
Christiansburg, Virginia has become the first American city with a test program that allows residents to get Wendy's delivered by a drone. So if you ever thought about moving to Christiansburg, Virginia, now you have a reason.
Be Ted Smith, yes.
That is me.
Domino's started that, right? Or they tried it, or they said they were going to.
They might have. Wendy's, I guess, did it in some European country. That's just a random small town, which I found out today is also where Daniel Boone is from.
Okay, I stopped at Wendy's yesterday for breakfast. They have the best potato product in the morning of any of the fast food chains.
Got those little triangles.
Yes, they
do. Let's see. Porsche unveiled one of its fastest road cars in the world. Perfect for you to drive as fast as you can away from that feeling that are you all are now as a car guy. Linda doesn't love you, and maybe she never did.
Colbert.
Damn
Porsche it. Just unveiled one of the fastest road cars in the world. Perfect for you to drive as fast as you can away from the feeling that all you are is a car guy now, and Linda doesn't love you, and maybe she never did. It sounds weird, but that's their slogan. Porsche, your wife is going to leave you.
On Saturday, the cruise ship Carnival of Freedom caught fire, which is good, because at this point, it's the only way to sanitize them.
Myers.
Found. That's Seth.
On Saturday, the cruise ship Carnival of Freedom caught on fire, which is good, because at this point, that's the only way to sanitize them.
I'd say overall, just a tough year for travel companies, or travel stuff.
Yep. Yeah, you know, Boeing's going through its thing, but the funny thing, the NTSB, they're getting on United Airlines. United Airlines, like, dude, we just bought the Boeing planes. We don't manufacture them, but United's going through it, Boeing's going through it, cruise ships going through it. You're right, man.
Well, it sucks for the rank and file, like, Boeing employee. Like, they're just there doing...
I'm just here doing my job. This is what the boss tells us to do.
Like, nobody on the line at Boeing was like, oh, maybe we should... use this part or that part. Yeah. They're just putting together.
Decided to improvise.
Well, the problem with that is, working in that environment, is you're doing your job. You've done it every day. But the emails you get from the company, way different.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then you got cruise ship stuff. You got, I don't know. It's just like, all right, a lot of stuff going on.
I feel like with cruise ships, though, they're always kind of in this. You know, it can be norovirus, it can be this, that, and the other. And you kind of go, okay, I'm willing to accept this risk on the cruise ship. But if cruise ships had as many mechanical problems as these Boeing planes right now, people would stop going on cruises, right?
Well, and you're right. Cruise ships already have kind of the inherent kind of
like
danger.
Joke about it in advance.
But you're just stuck there in a city that, like...
I'm not going to die.
Right, but you're right. It's very easy. You can see how people get sick and everything else. Because sure. It's like, right, well, you're on that ship. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
So the price is right. Again... everybody likes The Price is Right. To me, that was a highlight of a sick day when you were a child.
Yeah.
Got your ginger ale, got your soup, got your saltines. You could watch The Price is Right because it always aired at 10 or 11, so you never watched it during the day.
Correct. Also, that was the end of your TV viewing for the day because everything turned into adult soap programming opera. For people who were at home.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not like nowadays where you could hop online and or any of the streaming services and find a kid's show. Like that was kind of it. Also, look, I won't lie. Even as an adult, like if we have a weekday off or whatever, two shows I kind of get geeked to watch. I guess not as much The Price is Right. I'm always like, oh, it's on. But if it's ever with the time change on the West Coast, like we start our show at 2 o'clock, right? And then so 2 o'clock, 2:30 is always prime time. But I'm always like, ooh, part of the interruption. Look at me at the weekday at 2:30. I think I might watch it. Because nowadays, if I watch part of the interruption, I watch it at like 11:30 at night when they re-air it.
Right.
Which, by the way, shout out to Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, kind of started the two guys. They just don't yell at each other as much as everybody does now. So The Price is Right. I didn't know this. It's kind of wild. Former producer, he said they had a system in place in case somebody peed their pants. He said, I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, since we had to get on with the show. This was the same guy that got in a little trouble. He replaced Alex Trebek for a little bit there.
That dude, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that makes sense, because you know what I mean? Like, they're taping it, they got to keep it moving, so it's like, you could see, people get real excited.
They do.
And I
mean, it was like two dislocated knees, one broken collarbone, just to get down to the front row. So like, I read all the injuries, the prices, right? Some people spinning the wheel get hit in the shoulder, or dislocate their shoulder. There's been like, I don't know, like 15 different things that can happen on this game
just
show.
Just getting down to
just based on the excitement level of the contestants.
Right, and I don't know this to be true, but I've heard the rumors. I'm pretty sure The Price is Right, too. Like, you get tickets, you get all the rules and stuff, but I'm pretty sure when you're in line or when you're going in, like, they ask you a couple questions. Like, they want to know who's really going to lose their S.
Yeah.
When they say, come on down and everything. You know what I mean? It's never just like some guy or some woman just being like, well, hey, glad you picked me. Must be pretty nice. You know what I mean? Like, they know what they're doing. There's a method to that madness there. Plus, honestly, I think anybody that goes to The Price is Right at this, like, if you're going there, you want to be picked, you want to be fired up person.
Of course.
This is kind of an interesting list. This list comes to us, and it's from Ranker.com. These are the best comedy films of all time. Now, the interesting thing on here is that some of them are holiday movies that rank very high, but you don't even think about, like, you'd still watch them other times of the year. I'll just give it to you. Christmas Vacation is number two on the list. All right, so best comedy films of all time. Miles, take some guesses.
I mean,
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles number one.
Is it really?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
I mean, are we going old school here?
Most of these are pretty old school. I'm trying to look. The newest one on the list, honestly, is probably from 2004.
I'll say.
So a lot of these, honestly.
Bad Santa.
Mike hasn't even seen.
I like
seen.
Bad Santa. I'll say Airplane.
Oh, that's
Airplane is number three on the list.
Okay. That was a good one. Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is number 10 on the list.
Okay.
Keep going. These are right in your wheelhouse.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun makes it number 12 on the list. They're on
Spinal Tap, maybe?
I mean, based on what we do, I don't think that's maybe universally.
Spinal Tap doesn't make it. So they start with Animal House at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
And then the newest film to the list, Shaun of the Dead.
Yep. I never saw that, either. But I've heard it was hilarious.
It was a good one.
Okay.
It is, and I'm not a sci-fi or zombie person at all. Shaun of the Dead is a damn funny movie. Plus, what's it, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, they've done a bunch of stuff together. I know Simon Pegg does more stuff now. I think Nick Frost kind of took a step back for a minute. But honestly, if those two guys do a movie together, it's pretty damn funny. Because there's one where they're, I want to say, he's like a cop in town. And that
Hot
one's,
Fuzz.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz was pretty good. And that has to do with like mysterious. Is it like a, you know, like a ghost or a goblin?
Done it,
or,
yeah,
so I mean, that's all pretty good.
Coming to America.
Number 16 on the list.
Okay. That is a funny movie.
Got a half tank of gas. half tank of gas, pack of cigarettes. Blues Brothers.
Yep.
Again, we're going over the best comedy films of all time ranked. Ferris Bueller's Day Off made the list.
Did you really think that was a funny movie?
I was going to say.
Blues Brothers?
No,
Ferris Bueller.
I enjoyed it, but I.
It was a fun ride, but it wasn't hilarious.
It's fun, but you're not laughing out loud.
The funniest
part. It has very good quotables. I thought it was hilarious.
It does. But I think the best part was when they stole that Ferrari.
I think most people did.
And then the dude is flying over those humps. And he's smiling. He's slowing down. Like, to me, that was the funniest part. Not when the Ferrari gets crashing.
Yeah, I don't remember laughing out loud, but I remember I really liked the movie.
I don't know, man. You're Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Seattle. Or Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty funny movie. What else? Happy Gilmore makes the list. That's a great movie. Even though I'm not a fan of
Star- I have to go back and rewatch that.
Happy Gilmore? Yeah.
It's good. Spaceballs makes the list.
That was a funny one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Pizza the Hut.
Office Space makes the list.
Great movie.
Ooh, and again,
I didn't really laugh out loud, but I enjoyed it the entire time.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's not as much slapstick as it is just good kind of commentary.
I'm always kind of smiling, but I'm never really laughing. But to me, that's a good thing.
Also, I like Waiting. Wasn't that popular? But
I loved Waiting.
I thought it had some great movies.
Yes.
Well, also, too, it's completely inappropriate. Yes. I watched it with my kids. I'm like, oh, man. But I explained to them, this is the restaurant industry.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not on the list. I'd put There's Something About Mary on this list. Me and Bernie went and saw that movie two or three times in the theater. Because it was freaking hilarious. We had just not seen a movie like that.
On that note, I would say Tropic Thunder. Probably not on the list. I thought that movie was
hysterical.
I
recently rewatched it. It is hilarious.
It holds up.
Still holds
up. Some other classics to make the list. Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
A great flick.
The Original Vacation. My Cousin Vinny, which I'm all.
Oh, man, you know what? That is a funny as hell.
Saw that in theaters. Trading Places.
Good movie.
Princess Bride.
I'm an apologist. I love it.
My wife loves the movie, and I really enjoyed the movie. But again, I don't really laugh out loud, but you're kind of smirking the entire time.
Yes.
They do a good job of keeping you
happy. I never thought of that as a comedy.
There's not a bad point in the movie.
What else did you think it would be?
I don't know.
Storm in the Castle.
Who was the star of that?
Carrie Elwes. Okay. And
Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
Andre the Giant was in there. Robin Wright? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Was it David Bowie in it?
No.
Or am I confused with that with another movie?
Is it Mandy Patinkin out of
the Mandy Patinkin was in there, yes.
Let's see. Speaking of funny stuff, Dave Attell, we've had him on the show before.
Yes, I do remember that, Ted.
There you go.
I saw you give me the look like I remember him.
Dave Attell, he's one of those guys. He just, honestly, he was just a a lot more quiet in person than I expected.
Yes.
But Insomniac, well, that show was on Comedy Central.
Great show.
I loved it. I actually, it's funny, I didn't even know he had a new comedy, his new specials on Netflix. I didn't even know he had a new special out. I was just reading up on him the other day, and they were asking about Insomniac, and he said, yes, you had to be very careful. There's a line between, like, people buzzed up that were good and people way too drunk. And he said there was also a fine line for him of being a good amount of buzz and him being too drunk. And then I know a lot of people like Shogun over on FX. Episode 6 is out tonight.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Bus driver in the UK pulls to the side of the road to service his love dart. Meanwhile, a Utah man pretends to be a cop to beat traffic, which is not very smart. St. Louis SWAT team busts in the wrong house and destroys everything inside. Burning down your own apartment to evict tenants, not something that I would have tried. And an alligator living at the Coca-Cola plant forced to switch to Diet Coke. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to Missouri, where local authorities are in some big trouble. The long story is that a couple victims were leaving a Waffle House when a group of thieves jumped them and stole their car. They weren't able to get any kind of a description of the suspects, but did note that one of the victims' AirPods were left in the car, prompting them to use the Find My service, which can help locate them. This took authorities to a neighborhood, and they pinged the house that they believed to house the carjackers. They obtained a warrant, rallied a SWAT team, and used a battering ram to break into the house under the notion that they believed that they were armed and dangerous suspects inside. Unfortunately, they found a home occupied by your average middle-class family, complete with small children inside. They detained the family outside of the home and ransacked the place looking for the AirPods, leaving a basketball-sized hole in the wall and a damaged drop ceiling. Like, they tore this house up. And they finally came upon the AirPods, which had been tossed out of the car and onto the sidewalk of the neighborhood.
Jesus God.
The department is now facing some severe lawsuits from the family. So basically they were saying, guys, this Find My thing is accurate to a point, but it's not...
It doesn't mean you find the people, you find the thing.
Well, and it's not that you find the people, you find the thing. It's that, yes, it is in this area, but where you see that little pin there, like, it's right there.
Right.
That's accurate within, like, 10 feet or something like that. Like, that,
yeah,
that's,
for sure.
Just because it's pinging the house, it doesn't mean that exact location is where it's at.
Hey, they went in, man.
They did. And
well, like, if you don't get full repercussions for your actions, nothing deters you from doing it.
Right.
I mean, it's the most basic thing in all of humanity.
Well,
if you're not punished for what it is that you did wrong, you have no problem doing it.
And then check the garage. Do you see the stolen car in their garage out on the sidewalk anywhere? Like, this is where you believe the car to be. You believe they weren't smart enough to pull the AirPods out of the car. So, okay. So it's got to be somewhere there. Do you need the battering ram? Do you need the SWAT? They're armed and dangerous. Okay. Do you need the SWAT team?
So did they end up finding the car they're looking for?
Not that I know of just yet. I didn't read that part of the story, but it's certainly a bad look.
Yes, it is.
Because, I mean, the parents are screaming like, I've got small children in here. What is going on? And they're, you know, they're going full
sit
bore.
Sit down, shut the F up, right. All the stuff that goes
hands
along.
Up. Like, they went and rounded up the kids and all that. Like, damn, all right. In other news, speaking of mistakes at work, we go to the lovely world of the internet where a bus driver is in hot water. Over in the UK, someone noticed a bus that was stopped on the side of a fairly quiet road, but at least they could see the bus driver standing next to the vehicle. But he wasn't alone. After investigating the scene for more than a second, our eagle-eyed social media user decided to snap a photo of the driver and share it to Facebook. As the driver was receiving oral sex by his companion on the side of the road.
Well, the first thing I'd say is, if you're going to do that, don't wear your high visibility vest.
Well, this act is already unbecoming of an employee at work. We can all rest easy that he was being safe at the time of the act, as he still had his high visibility vest on at the time that the pair was spotted.
Oh, it's a high visibility.
Yeah, I mean, and they proved the point.
Yep,
I can see you.
The department said that they're conducting an investigation of the incident. God, that sucks.
An investigation of what?
I mean, no pun intended.
I got a mouth hug.
Right.
You know I did.
Right.
Whatever else you got to investigate, do that. But, like, yeah, I got a mouth hug. You see me in the picture.
Right. I also like that. And it's the department, you know, the whatever metro group that they have over there, the bus company that they're working for. We're conducting an investigation. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Here's the picture.
Damn it, Steve. What did I tell you about doing this,
man? Take off the vest.
Right. Even with the vest. Dude, take it out back. Don't be right next to the doggone bus.
I could use one of the road guy signs, though, for some times like that. Like, slow or stop. No,
Only have sex with flaggers, I'll let you know.
Oh, no. Down to Utah, where a man is in men's room court for a stupidity violation. Authorities were called about him as he made his way down the freeway, but didn't feel like wading through traffic. He had installed red and blue flashing lights on his work truck for his construction company and was using them to get people to move out of the way so that he could get to his destination quicker. Hey, we've all wanted to do that, right? Authorities found and stopped him, and I'm happy to report that he came clean. He admitted to wrongdoing, leading to his arrest and a search of the truck, which turned up amphetamine, which he admitted to using to help him stay awake. He was tested and came back positive for cannabis, amphetamine, and methamphetamine. Side note, there's a difference. He now faces several charges.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Okay, you're already breaking the rules by flashing your lights.
Well, one thing, you can't smoke weed. Not if you have a CDL.
And in Utah.
Period.
Right.
I mean, you can do all the rest because it's out of your system in 2 or 3 days.
Right. You're already breaking a very bad rule by impersonating an officer. I get it. You weren't pulling anybody over, and you might get off a little bit easier because of that. But still, they take that incredibly seriously.
Yes.
They don't play that at all. And you're doggone high.
On top of that.
Come on, man.
Does that make you feel better or worse? So you go, like, at least he made this stupid decision because he's not sober.
I don't think he made it because he was not sober.
If you're dead
sober, he had
sober
to install those damn things into his car, dude.
But you got to follow through. And that to me says, and I don't know if this could be true, but that says you're on something enough.
You're moron.
At no point did you think this was a bad idea that would backfire.
And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A gator down in Florida is finally getting the help it needs. It was found by authorities after locals raised some concerns about a damaged fence surrounding a retention pond behind an old Coca-Cola factory. They investigated to find a 9-foot gator in the area that had indulged itself enough to weigh in at an astounding 400 pounds. Turns out the neighbors had been tossing deli meat to the gator as he roamed about the area. The animal was taken to a place called Croc Encounters, where a vet took a look at the gator and decided to take him in and put him on a diet to get his weight down. So they're gonna get him healthy.
You're a fat gator.
Men's Room IPA continues to spread about the Pacific Northwest. Our friend Kim found Men's Room IPA at the Safeway in Eastgate. We also got a text here recently that said that someone found it at the Arco off of 116th and Totem Lake. And of course, you can always find a comprehensive list of locations at the Men's Room page of KISW.com.
Pine Box, Capitol Hill, On Draft, Edmunds Hero Ace Hardware and Grocer, which is apparently a great place.
All right.
Stop by there and pick it up, too.
Fantastic.
Men's Room Sports. The Mariners had their last spring training game of the season this afternoon against the Padres, coming out on top to finish the spring strong with a 7-6 victory. They'll return home for opening day this coming Thursday, just 2 days away, against the Red Sox. What are you going to watch tonight? There's NBA on TNT, College Hoops on ESPN and ESPN2, and the Kraken are hosting the Ducks tonight over on Root Sports. Puck drops at 7. Got about 12 games or so left in the season.
So you're done with one game?
Two games out?
Seattle.
I need them to win, Miles. They've been on a losing streak. I don't know if it's doing bad.
Are they, like two games?
They're like two games out of the wild card right now.
So in spite of how bad they've been playing, there's still two games out. Come on, they got 12 games, Miles.
The rest of them can do worse. Things are staying dry tonight as far as your weather goes. Temperatures dipping down to the mid-40s, and the rain is back with a vengeance tomorrow. Currently shows an 80% chance of rain by 6 a.m., and that'll maintain all day long with the temperature dropping into the mid-50s by 4 p.m. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Who sucks less up tomorrow? Hopefully the Kraken don't suck less tonight. No!
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.